Hey, it's Jeff Zito. Welcome to another episode of Celebrity Jobber. We find out what these celebrities might be doing if they didn't get famous. By the way, subscribe to the new Celebrity Jobber YouTube channel. And of course, we appreciate a 5-star rating and leave a review on all podcast platforms. And our guest this week is a stand-up comedian who lived pretty much a regular life up until not long ago. He's got over 4 million followers on TikTok and almost 2 million followers on Instagram, and a pretty incredible story. As, like I said, he was just living on a farm in Birmingham, Alabama, less than a year ago, and bam. Comedian Matt Matthews is my guest this week on Celebrity Jobber.
The Celebrity Jobber podcast with Jeff Zito. If you like what you hear, please subscribe, give a 5-star rating, and leave a review. Check out all our past episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you pod. What if these celebrities weren't famous? What would they have become? What was their first job? We're about to find out.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good, my friend. Pretty good. We gotta talk here. First of all, you in Birmingham right now?
I am
a frequent visitor to Birmingham. I'm usually there about one weekend a month. So, maybe me and you can become best friends.
Okay, I'm down for it. I don't know why you come to Birmingham. What's so special?
Well, my son plays baseball for Birmingham Southern.
Very cool.
Yeah, so I go there quite a bit, and the funny thing is, you would never think this. I'm from New Jersey originally, but the best Italian restaurant I have ever been to is in Birmingham.
I have heard. What's it called? Do you know the name?
I do. It's called Giancarlo's.
Yes, I have heard of it.
You gotta go. It's good stuff.
I've never been, but I've heard it's great.
It's very good. So I'm reading your story, and it's just perfect for the podcast that I do, Celebrity Jobber. It basically talks about your big break, what kind of job you had before you were famous. And I'm just reading your whole story, and it's just like sets up so perfectly. So, Matt, if you don't mind, tell me a little bit about yourself growing up in Birmingham. I hear you live on a farm with a ton of chickens and animals.
Yeah, so I actually I didn't grow up in Birmingham. I grew up outside of Birmingham in a city called Bessemer, Alabama.
Yes.
So I grew up, very poor with an alcoholic mom. We lived in the projects in Bessemer, and it was a struggle. Obviously we all have our struggles, and that was mine. And I had a really, I had a struggled childhood, and I knew at an early age that I was going to be another statistic if I didn't change things. And statistically, I should be an alcoholic or an addict, or I should be dead. And so I made a promise to myself at a very early age that I was going to be different than the rest of my family, and I was going to be, I was going to make something of myself. And so I went to nursing school. I dropped out of nursing school because I realized that was not like Grey's Anatomy, and I didn't want to do that anymore.
There's no Dr. Dreamy at that nursing school, was there?
I was like, I don't know where Dr. McDreamy is, but he is missing, and this is not it. So I was like, that's not for me. So I quit nursing school, and I decided to be a photographer. I got a job when I was 17 years old at Walmart Portrait Studios. So, for the younger generation, they probably don't even know what that is because they didn't have Walmart Portrait Studios back then. But, I was a photographer at Walmart Portrait Studios in high school, and I decided that I really liked it. So I spent all of my money, and I bought a Canon Rebel kit from Sam's Club with my grandma. And I decided that I was going to start taking pictures, and I started photographing friends and things like that. And I got pretty good at it, and I started doing weddings, and then I got into boudoir photography. And
tell me a little bit about boudoir photography. I'm on your website. I see the pictures of the ladies in lingerie, very seductive poses. But explain to me and maybe some of the dum-dums out there what boudoir and I'm not even good at French either, but boudoir photography. What is that?
Yeah, boudoir. So boudoir photography is about being comfortable in your skin. It's about realizing that it's not a number on a scale that determines your self-worth. And, you know, everybody is beautiful just the way that they are. And it's about just being comfortable in who you are and accepting your body and loving your body and just being who you are. And so I struggled with that my entire life. I hated my body. I was never comfortable in who I was. And my mom did as well. My mom suffered with depression. And I photographed. I was doing a lot of boudoir sessions, and things were going really well. And then I photographed a boudoir session for my mom in October of 2014 for her birthday.
Okay.
But she just really never felt good about herself. She never loved her body. She never felt like she was pretty. She never felt worthy enough. And so I did these photos of her, and she told me, you know, like, this is the most beautiful I've ever felt.
Wow.
And then she passed away in March of 2015, and those photos were still, like, my most cherished possession was, like, that I was able to make her feel that way. And so that kind of lit a fire in me of, okay, well, this is what you're supposed to do, is change people's lives by the power of doing boudoir photography. And so for over the last 10 years, I have been a boudoir photographer, and I've been able to teach workshops, and I've spoke at some of the largest photography conferences, and I've photographed, you know, hundreds and hundreds of men and women, and I've been able to show them that you're worthy just the way that you are, and it's been incredible.
And Matt, you do this today. This is also your job, and the new job I want to get to in just a second, because it's very fascinating. MattMatthews.com. That's one T in Matthews. MattMatthews.com is his boudoir photography website. But Matt, you still practice this today. But what I want to know is that you have over 4 million followers on TikTok. You have 1.7 million followers on IG. And all I'm seeing is not pictures of boudoir photography. It's pictures of you doing stand-up comedy. So where in the hell did this intersect?
You know, if I knew, I would be able to tell you. it honestly, I never wanted to be a comedian. That has never been a goal. That's never been an aspiration of mine. Like, if you would have told me 10 years ago I would be doing stand-up comedy on a sold-out tour, I would be like, you have lost your mind. Like, because I have no desire to do that. However, I've always been just naturally funny. Like, okay. I've always been the class clown. Like, I was always put out of the classroom for making people laugh and, you know, saying goofy stuff. It's funny now I get paid for it. But, you know, I was just always naturally funny when my parents' friends would come over as a kid. My parents would do that skit, you know, make them laugh, do that thing you do, make that voice, you know, whatever. And so my videos blew up on the internet, and I kind of quit posting boudoir stuff on the internet because what I do, it is, you know, to me, I don't ever show anything that you wouldn't see in a bathing suit, basically.
Right.
But on social media, they would be like, oh, well, that's adult nudity or sexual activity. So they would delete it. So I was like, okay, well, I've been doing this for long enough. People know that I do this. You know, I've built an incredible business for myself. Like, I don't have to post about it all the time. And so I kind of quit posting about it, and I just started posting my life because I realized that it wasn't Matt Matthews Photography that was, like, my brand. I was my brand. Matt Matthews was my brand. And boudoir is just a part of my life, just like farm chores are a part of my life. And now stand-up comedy is a part of my life. All these things are a part of who I was. And so I just started posting who I was. And I will still post a boudoir video here and there. And I still shoot boudoir sessions 2-3 times tops a week when I'm home. And then I travel on the weekends for my shows. But it just kind of blew up on the internet and just videos of just me. And then I decided, everybody was like, you have to do stand-up. You have to do stand-up. And I was like, I don't want to do stand-up. Like, I have no desire to do that. And so I started doing it, and I didn't do open mic nights. I didn't do any of that. I just started working with a local comedian and a writer, and she was kind of just trying to help me you know, like find my footing and find like what my voice is on stage and how I want to tell my stories. And I started working with her, and I opened for two local comedians. And then the comedy club was like, well, hey, let's give you a show. Let's see if you can sell tickets. Let's, you know, see how it goes.
Right.
And they gave me three shows in a small room that held like 70 people. And all three of those shows sold out in like 2 minutes.
Okay.
And then he was like, okay, let's give you another show in the big room. It holds 450 people. And I was like, oh, God, I'll never sell that out. And so he gave me that show, and it sold out in less than 1 minute.
Come on.
And I was like, what? And so everybody was like, Matt, you were born to do this. You were born to do this. You were so natural at doing this. And I decided that maybe I am. You know, like I would just get on stage and I didn't have a script. I didn't have, you know, really anything that I was going by. I was just talking. You know, I was saying the things that came to my head and I was telling my stories. And it just resonated with people. And I think my show is so different than regular stand-up comedians because I don't consider myself a stand-up comic. I consider myself a storyteller. And I'm just telling my stories the way that I know them and the way that I grew up with them. And my show is not just funny, but it's also inspiring to people that you realize that you can come from the project and have an alcoholic mom and be broke.
Right.
But become successful.
But when did this all start for you, Matt? When did these first shows start selling out? When did, like, how long ago was this?
You want the real answer?
I want the real answer. Don't tell me like 6 months ago.
February.
So what do you consider your big break? Was it a specific video that got you a million views? Or what do you think it was? I mean, it probably was a series of events, but was there one particular thing that happened to you that you were like, oh man, I think my life's about to change forever?
I think the videos, the farm tour videos are what changed the whole trajectory of my life. Like posting those videos, I mean, I remember my birthday was January the 13th. And we had like a little get together with my friends. And I remember hitting 500,000 followers on Instagram on January 13th because I was with my friends. And I was like, oh my gosh, y'all, I just hit 500,000 followers on Instagram. And everybody was freaking out. And then a couple of weeks later, I hit a million. And they were like, what? What is going on? And I started getting all these celebrities that were following me and commenting on my stuff. And then that's when I decided to do stand-up. And when we first put our very first shows on sale and they sold out in a minute, that's when I knew.
Wow.
I was like, okay, I think this is way bigger than we ever thought it was going to be. And I don't know if we're ready for this.
In Florida, just an FYI, the Parker in Fort Lauderdale. He's also going to be at the Florida Theater in Jacksonville, Hard Rock Live in Orlando. MattMatthews.com for all the tour dates. This is like an amazing story. It's like, I want to say you have a charmed life, my friend.
Charmed life with a lot of work involved.
Sure. It didn't happen by accident. I mean, you put the work in, you were prepared, maybe a little bit of luck. I mean, I don't have to ask you, if it wasn't for the stand-up comedy, what you'd be doing. You'd be a successful boudoir photographer, as you still are. How do you run both the comedy and a full-time business?
Well, the funny part is that you don't even realize that I also have a store. So I have, we've got a store, and I've got a candle line, and I've got a clothing line.
Jesus.
And a skincare line and all of these things. So it's absolutely exhausting because I am typically shooting. Like I said, I shoot usually Monday, Tuesdays, and sometimes Wednesdays. My assistant shoots the other days. And then we're also running my store. So my clothing store, trying to get ready for Black Friday, getting all the new, you know, I've got like the robes that I wear, and like all of that is a part of my line. And we, you know, we sell all of that along with my candles and everything. But that on top of my boudoir studio, on top of comedy, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. We're also very exhausted because we don't have off days. Like there's literally no off days, but I am just so grateful and I'm so blessed because, you know, most people struggle to make one business, and I have been so grateful and so lucky to have not one but three.
Unbelievable.
And, they're all successful. So, you know, if one of them dies, I got two other ones I can.
You got a backup, my friend. 1.7 million followers on IG. He's got over 4 million on TikTok. His stand-up videos, check them out, of course. And he's performing all over the country. Just started doing stand-up in February. So, you know, he's doing big rooms already. Matt Matthews with one T. That's Matt with two T's, MATHEWS.com for all of his tour dates. And when I'm in Birmingham in the next few weeks, I know you'll probably be somewhere else, but I'll try to hit you up and maybe we'll go to Giancarlo's. We got to try that restaurant. It's a great restaurant. I always like an excuse to go there.
Perfect. That sounds amazing.
And you're paying, by the way.
Okay, I got it.
And it's not a date.
I hope they take food stamps.
Hey, Matt, congrats on all your success and good luck.
Thank you so much.
Well, I guess I learn something every time I do one of these podcasts. Boudoir photographer is Matt's business right now. Very successful as well. Like sexy lingerie type of photos. Started when he did it for his mom. Not in sexy lingerie, but she had some substance issues and wanted to feel good about herself. Matt's first job, a photographer, you know, at Walmart. Later goes into nursing school and then figures out that photography is his passion. The whole thing with comedy is just like a freak of nature. The guy's funny. He does some local nights. He books a show. He sells it out real quick. They go, oh, let's try booking other shows all over. After, of course, some of his comedy goes crazy on TikTok and Instagram. He's also talked about launching Matthew's signature candle collection, which has exploded. He's since launched a skincare collection, a clothing line. Of course, a photographer and now comedian. That's MattMatthews.com. 1.8 million followers on Instagram, 4.2 million followers on TikTok. Check him out and go see him on tour. Awesome story, man. This guy led a regular life not too long ago. I mean, you know, on a farm with 25 chickens and a few horses and dogs and animals and all that. But this all just happened to him this last February. Incredible. So thanks again for listening. You can follow the Celebrity Jobber podcast on Instagram. Celebrity Jobber is now on YouTube. And all our past episodes, celebrityjobber.com. Please subscribe and follow and give a 5-star rating and please leave a review. I know we're asking so much of you, but it helps. If you don't mind, I'd appreciate it. Until next week, thanks so much for listening to Celebrity Jobber. I'm Jeff Zito.